is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The Philadelphia Eagles are leading the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. The score, 24-0 at the start of the third. Security at the Super Bowl in New Orleans is extremely tight, but even more so with President Trump attending the game. CBS's Katie Weiss has details.
A SEER 1 rating for this event. It's the highest threat level rating that an event can receive from the federal government. And we know that that kind of a rating is also going to be assigned to Mardi Gras, which is a 2-month-long event here in New Orleans that will continue long after the Super Bowl is over.
SEER stands for Special Event Assessment Rating. The price of a Super Bowl ad, well, it's a lot, as per usual. CBS's Matt Piper has the numbers.
Advertisers are shelling out close to $8 million on average for a 30-second spot. That's $1 million more than last year. About 51 minutes of advertising has been sold for the approximately 3 to 4 hour broadcast this year, making the total amount of ad sales somewhere in the hundreds of millions. More than 120 million people are expected to be watching.
While en route to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, the president spoke to reporters on Air Force One about several issues, including trade tariffs.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff. Aluminum, too.
10%?
No, 25%.
25%
for both.
CBS's Willie James Inman, traveling with the president, says cutting the federal workforce and the agencies they work for was also discussed.
With the help of billionaire Elon Musk, Trump is putting multiple departments and agencies under the cost-cutting microscope. The president spoke about the initiatives, several of which are being challenged in court.
We're talking about fraud, waste, abuse. And when a president can't look for fraud and waste and abuse, we don't have a country anymore.
So far, more than 65,000 federal workers have taken the Trump administration's proposed buyout, according to the U.S. Office of Personnel Management.
CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd tells Face the Nation cuts to the nation's intelligence workforce is a matter of concern.
We don't have all hands on deck in a very dynamic threat environment. And longer term, I am concerned what this will do for recruitment to the federal government and redundancy. It takes years to train and equip a spy.
Vinograd served as an undersecretary in the Department of Homeland Security. It has been a quiet winter weekend at the box office. DreamWorks Animation's Dog Man has repeated as the top movie in the theaters.
Dog Man!
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an ad by BetterHelp Online Therapy. When it comes to relationships, we often hear about the red flags we should avoid. But it's just as important to focus on the green flags. Think about how you want a relationship to feel. One where your boundaries are respected and you're encouraged to be your best self. If you're not sure what that looks like, therapy can help you identify those qualities so you can embody the green flag energy yourself and find it in others. Because whether you're dating, married, building a friendship, or working on yourself, it's time to form relationships that love you back. BetterHelp connects you to a diverse network of over 30,000 therapists worldwide with expertise in a wide range of issues, from depression and anxiety to work and relationships. It's 100% online, and sign up only takes a few minutes. Find your green flag energy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
A Washington, D.C. brewpub is lending a hand to federal workers who are losing their jobs. Here's CBS's Michael Wallace.
Right Proper Brewing is offering paying customers the chance to pay $8 to buy a beer for a laid-off federal employee.
We just noticed that a lot of our community, our guests, our employees, our friends, have lost their job in the past week.
Co-owner Leah Cheston says workers who are fired can show their federal ID or proof they were laid off and get a free brewski.
One person sent us a message on Instagram and said, I just purchased 13 beers for federal employees. Let's go.
Cheston says she and her staff want to do what they can to help the community. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Aaron Rodgers is still contemplating whether to continue his playing career. If he does, it does not look like he will be with the New York Jets. The team has told the 41-year-old quarterback it is moving on from him. Rodgers said toward the end of the season he was undecided about his playing future. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies and a low near 15. Sunshine, 31 for your Monday. Slight chance of snow Monday night with a low near 16. Mostly sunny, low 20s on your Tuesday. Better chance of snow on Wednesday, mid-20s. Snow continues to Wednesday night. It's 24 right now.
Bye. Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips bigger to be taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
we'll be right back. laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, oh, woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Thing with this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away.
JN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Short end.
frisking old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
summer day. My chérie, amour, distant as the Milky Way.
WRJN. Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The Eagles are leading the Chiefs at the Super Bowl 40-6 in the fourth. Philadelphia fans considered this a holiday even before the game began.
It may not be Christmas or Thanksgiving, but, you know, the Eagles going to the Super Bowl, it's a holiday.
My father-in-law's birthday and the Super Bowl. We're having a party for both.
That's what I'm talking about. What are you picking up?
Italian rum cake.
Of course. What's going on?
Cannoli tray. The best. They have the best cannolis here, so I'm super excited.
So, yeah, Philly does the Super Bowl right. Wear green, eat wings, drink beer. And of course, eat cannolis. Sharad A. Howard for CBS News, Philadelphia.
Chiefs fans in Kansas City were hopeful before kickoff.
This city gets so just alive every time the Chiefs get into the Super Bowl. And yeah, this never gets old, that's for sure.
President Trump, en route to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, told reporters more trade tariffs are coming. CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
Trump says he'll announce on Monday that the United States will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Canada and Mexico.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
Trump's stop in New Orleans begins a new week as his administration undertakes a dramatic overhaul of the federal government. With the help of billionaire Elon Musk, Trump is putting multiple departments and agencies under the cost-cutting microscope.
Putting currency under a microscope, the president has just directed the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies. In a post on Truth Social, the president cited the cost of producing